The legislature is still on track to adjourn by Sunday night, and as the House and Senate go into the final weekend of work, members are either involved in intense negotiations over a few remaining issues, or they're sitting around waiting for committees and session. APRN's Dave Donaldson is at the Capitol in Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, has work on most of the essential bills been finished?
Yeah, most of them. A compromise on the House and Senate versions of the operating budget has been approved by both sides. They agree it was pretty much hold the course budget without any radical changes and didn't get a lot of attention. There's one issue with using the budget reserve for funding education, but I still can't see that as beyond simply an accounting question. And it's being covered with the capital budget that's still circulating, so it's not a huge problem. The bills of spending the federal economic stimulus money are done. And, you know, it was interesting to note that the House was unanimous in taking the money and only a few minority Republicans opposed it. But that's also finished.
You mentioned the capital budget. Is there a problem with it or is this routine?
Well, it's always the last minute bill that everything gets thrown into. So it's kind of routine in that way. And there's nothing deadly going on that I see. They kind of had a hiccup last night when an entry appeared in the House version, basically funding the governor's top priority, the beginnings of in-state gas line. And the problem came up with a description of that project that was basically what NSTAR had proposed. They got a little bit tied up and a little bit angry at each other over that, between the administration and with the House and with the Senate, and everybody was a little bit, they went home and slept it out. Basically, the plan they came back with today is to take it out of the budget, put it into a Senate bill, and make it more or less route neutral and not making it something that NSTAR is the only person qualified for it. Yeah, there's not any other holdups, at least nothing that I've found yet. They can be fixed by Sunday.
There have been a lot of other bills, too. Are some of those looking like they're settled?
Some of them are. From those that I've been asked about, seem to be pretty high on people's priorities. The power cost equalization bill, it's the one that keeps the formula and the ceiling and floor of the program at the temporary levels that they were set at last year. It's what they are right now. Just doesn't make any changes because all those temporary measures were supposed to go away at the end of June. Anyhow, the bill just needs one vote on the House floor now before it goes to the governor, and I don't see any problem with that coming from anybody. It's been pretty much unanimous along the way here. That'll take care of that one. The cruise ship discharge bill needs just one more vote, and all the problems there seem to have been massaged out. The two key points are that the Department of Environmental Conservation will issue waivers for discharge standards, but there's a time limit. Only for 5 years when the law gets tough. This two-step increase in the minimum wage is also ready for a House vote anytime now. Those look pretty good right now.
Seems like there's going to be a lot for you to watch this weekend.
It's actually beginning to focus, but we'll see by Monday.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
Bye.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.